You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, Jets? It's RPM here, reporting from the bunker. Heed My Warning left a very interesting comment which led me to seek out this article. And gentlemen, I want to be crystal clear with what I'm about to say before I proceed on. What this guy did is completely and totally inexcusable. And he is exactly where he deserves to be. Now, in the event that jailhouse justice is meted out to him, I would have zero problems with it. You see, ladies, unlike you, logical, moral men can say, yes, what this guy did is wrong, and there is no way that any moral upstanding man can defend his actions. Unlike you, when it comes to female-owned group preference, you have zero problems jumping to the defense of a woman that does something that is completely inexcusable. Now, with that being said, I'm going to read just a little bit of the article, which was published on the 16th of October. Riders watched as woman is badly assaulted on a SEPTA train, but no one called 911. That's about all I'm going to read of the article. As you guys know, it will be in the description box. Now, I want to take a deeper dive into why this guy felt so comfortable to be able to do this in broad daylight. Ladies, this is your fault. Now, I know some of you would say, well, wait a minute, this isn't women's fault. You're trying to victim blame. No. First and foremost, this was a stranger on stranger event. But we have to look at the environment that allowed this monster to feel so comfortable in doing what he did. All of this talk about being strong, being independent, has come full circle. You see, this right here is the front row seat to the real world, ladies. Everybody wants to talk about how none of the riders on this train actually stepped up. Hell, some of the police are saying how disturbing it is that no one stepped up. Now, there is a video of the whole thing going down. And of course, some of the riders, they didn't do anything. Now, why is that? Well, as I'm taking this deep dive, you have to look at history. Yeah. You have to look at history and also the current climate between men and women. In a bygone era, this guy knows he could not have done this because the men on that train would have stomped a knot hole in him. More than likely, he would not have made it off that train in, at minimum, good, or should I say, he would not have made it off that train in good health. However, once again, going back, there are so many videos of women proudly proclaiming that they sued the Good Samaritan man that helped them. We can go back to the story of the guy that helped the woman with her car. And what did she do to thank him? She destroyed his life with a false allegation. Then you add on top of that, women who are out in the open just blatantly saying how much they hate men. There's a clip that Coach Greg Adams tends to use of this white woman who just outright says, "I hate men. I'm disgusted by men. Blah, 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 blah." Now, I was talking with my boss a couple of days ago, and the subject of, female empowerment came up. And I told him, "Listen, when it comes to these feminist women, here's the perfect question that you can ask them when they start getting all rowdy. Okay, well, you say that we don't need men. You don't like men. What would happen if I was to start punching you in the mouth right now? You'd scream for any man who you proclaim to hate to come to your defense. And just to sweeten the pot a little bit further, if a random guy came up and socked you in the mouth, there'd be a part of you that would expect me to defend you against him." So this whole idea of we hate men and men are the problem, blah, 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 blah. See, that's all a first world concern. You know what? Let me go even further. That's a civil society concern. Because believe you me, just because we're in a first world country, wait till civility breaks down. It will be dog eat dog. It will be Mad Max. Just saying. But yeah, Western society has made it far too comfortable for the modern woman to honestly believe she can walk out and say these things and there will be no repercussions. Period. Point blank. But this article, this scenario, this is what happens when Atlas shrugs. Just like Kevin Samuels told that one feminist woman, "Atlas shrugs, you die." Good men have decided pretty much to step to the side. Now, some people are still going to say, "Well, they were wrong." Well, I'm pretty sure those men thought of probably two scenarios. What would happen if that guy possibly was armed? Hey, it does happen. So it's either they could have possibly been killed by that guy, or if they would have intervened, they could have possibly been sued by the woman. You think men, or should I say, everyday average men aren't thinking like this? You would be crazy to not think that these men are thinking like this now. So, yes, ladies, all of this strong, independent talk has finally caught up to some of you. Now, I'm going to be crystal clear with this. Once again, this woman, complete and total stranger to this guy. However, the society that has been bred with all of this, anti-male attitude, what did you think was going to happen? Do you think men were going to actually continue to try to save a society that they know outright hates them? And see, this is the big thing right here. The biggest reasons why I hate feminists is because they refuse to differentiate between the men that they have a problem with. They refuse to do so. And this is why I especially despise male feminists, because they are nothing more than cannon fodder for the female feminists. And even when you try to convince them of that, they're too brainwashed to see it. They're nothing more than a means to an end, if not just outright foot soldiers for the gynocratic society that we live in. But all in all, more and more men are going to become completely and totally indifferent to female suffering. And ladies, that is a bad place for you to be. But guess what? You wanted it. You got it. I'm going to reiterate. This is what happens when good men become Atlas and shrug. That's just it. Not my problem. Not my concern. You know what? Call the police. But as much as people will try to shame these people on this train, in all honesty, they don't even have to call the police. So it is what it is. It's very unfortunate what happened to this woman. However, we cannot overlook the fact that this is the society that has been bred. Good men are only thinking about themselves. Self-preservation comes first. Hey, it is what it is. And if you women were truly strong and independent, guess what? You'd go out armed if you don't have a man. But read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And I'm going to be crystal clear with this one more time. What this guy did, completely, totally inexcusable. However, ladies, understand this. Take this to heart. The power will eventually go out. Feminism and your reliance on random men in public to jump to your defense when things get dicey, that has gone out right along with it. So now you will be subject to the true laws of nature, which is dog eat dog. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.